The Fighter on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's 7:09 on a Monday morning, and it's time for a closer look at Clear's community. And this morning, we have Morgan Copples and Megan Jancy with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You ladies look so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
You bet.
Yeah.
They put me to shame, people. So we're going to be talking about a support group this morning that you have for TBI and stroke. And let's start out with Megan and tell me what TBI is.
TBI is a traumatic brain injury. So when a part of your brain is injured, obviously loses oxygen to that part of the brain, and then you lose
your ability to do a lot of everyday things, I would imagine.
Yes.
So, Morgan, when does this group meet?
So the TBI Stroke Support Group meets the last Wednesday of the month over at the Wellness Center in the multipurpose room. So if you go on in and head to the left, we're right over there. We meet from noon to 1. And as of right now, we're meeting every other month. So we'll be meeting in January, March, and then May and July.
And what is the purpose of the meetings?
The purpose of the TBI and Stroke Support Group is for both survivors and caregivers, and or caregivers, I should say. And our goal is to provide education regarding a traumatic brain injury and stroke, promote wellness, and provide opportunities for group members to use skills that have been or are being taught, and of course, to provide support to each other.
I think when you have a stroke or a traumatic brain injury, it can be very frustrating for both sides because the person who has had the incident, of course, loses a lot of their abilities to do certain everyday things. But for the family members or the caregivers, it's frustrating because you can't always understand them or know what they need. And so this group is really great to just give that kind of support.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Yeah. It's nice to have, you know, everybody come on in, whether it be a caregiver, another family member who just wants to learn more about, you know, how to help and encourage their loved ones. And so we are, you know, a resource within the community and also provide additional resources for people to go on out there and find out more information.
Megan, I would imagine that when we think of stroke, of course, we usually think of the older population. But for traumatic brain injury, that really covers a lot of different things. I mean, for me, as a military mom, I always think, well, you know, some of our veterans get that. But it could be a sports injury. It could be, you know, a car accident. Am I missing some?
No. There could be several. I mean, the age range is huge. And The thing is, they all present differently, mm-hmm. slightly. I mean, the brain is, think of all the functions your brain can do, and every injury is going to present differently, too. So that's another difficult, it can be difficult to deal with as well.
Yeah, our brain is like a supercomputer that nobody completely understands.
Exactly.
So
yes.
That can make it tough. And I know, Morgan, you had mentioned that we have a high incident of stroke patients in our area.
Unfortunately, we do. But fortunately, with this group, you know, we're really hoping to reach out to folks that have had strokes, and whether they've been treated here in Columbus or maybe in a surrounding area, maybe they've received therapy with us or another group within town, we would invite them to come on out to our support group. It is the only one in Columbus. And to just to get some additional resources. We have different topics each month that cover a variety of different strategies. And not only that, but it's just nice to see that you're not alone in this. There are other people who have been affected in town and are doing really, really great.
And I think that's a really big part of it. Well, we're going to keep Morgan Copples and Megan Jancy here with us. We'll talk more about their TBI and stroke support group coming up on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is Maroon 5 and SZA with What Lovers Do on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. We're back with more Community Spotlight with Morgan Copples and Megan Jancy, or Jancy rather, from the Columbus Community Hospital. We're talking about the TBI and stroke support group. And what can we expect as far as topics that you talk about at the group?
Yeah, we've had a variety of topics. Each month we try to hit on something a little bit different. We have guest speakers come in, so we've had different area physicians come in or specialists. We've had the hospital dietitian come on in. She's made us some really great goodies as well as provided us with some recipes to take home. Megan is a physical therapy assistant, and so she has fantastic ideas on how to help balance and gait. I am a speech-language therapist, and so what we'll kind of work on is a little bit of maybe talking about memory or some strategies to help communicate more effectively if we're having a little bit of word-finding difficulty. And then also we kind of put it back onto the group members to say, what are some things you guys want to talk about? Or maybe we just have a session where we kind of talk about some things we've overcome that month or some questions we might have about some different issues that could have popped up.
And I think, Megan, it's really cool because sometimes one member may say, you know, I just don't know what to do in this situation. And another member will say, aha. Mm-hmm. I have an idea.
That support there is great about the group, obviously, and that's why we have it. So,
and it's neat that you have doctors and therapists come in and talk to the group because, you know, they're, of course, the experts, and they can give a lot of ideas for people. And just to know that you're not the only one out there is pretty amazing.
For sure, yes. It's always going to be a therapist-led group, which is great because not only are we trained in school, but throughout the years we go to different professional development courses and continue to learn about these areas so that we can share that with others.
And I know, Megan, you had talked a little bit off microphone about how you work with clients in the therapy pool. So another thing that people can find out is, what kind of therapies are out there? How can I get involved in them? How can I get my family member into different things?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so there's different things in therapy we can do with them. We can work with them if they have, hey, I have this balance issue. It just, you know, hasn't been getting better. We could talk to them about that. We could help them out, maybe get a script for therapy then if it ends up in that. And if, you know, if we can't answer the question, we can always relay it to someone and find out for them.
Morgan, are there any other resources that you have as far as, like, you can recommend people to literature or, you know, websites or things like that?
Yeah, literature, websites, other therapists that the really nice thing about our team is that Megan and I are there, but we have an entire team, you know, right across the hallway that specialize in various disciplines as well as certain topics that they're really well known on it. And so, you know, we can get the information from them or set that person up with that therapist. We have great resources at the Wellness Center. We've had trainers come on in and make people feel more comfortable with the equipment available. And also we have a ton of resources over at the hospital that maybe people in the community don't know about. And so we'd be more than happy to direct you towards a specialist that we have over there as well.
And that's what's so neat about our medical community here. We have got so many disciplines now and so many opportunities for people to take advantage of them. Now, is there any cost for the group?
There is no cost. No, not at all. And like we said, we meet every other month, the last Wednesday of the month from noon to one over at the Wellness Center, free of charge. We'd love to meet you and hear your story and hear about all the great things that have happened since then, and if there's anything you need help with, we're there to help you out.
Megan, do you need to pre-register or can you just show up?
You can just show up, and if you'd like, our numbers are at the bottom of
you can always go onto the Columbus Community Hospital website.
Right.
And our phone numbers as well as email addresses are listed. Feel free to give rehab a phone call, or anybody, if you were to call over to the front desk at the hospital, they can kind of redirect you as well.
Or you could always stop by at the Wellness Center because the rehab staff is right there. Stop
exactly.
In and say hey to them.
So. Yes.
Ladies, this is a great group. I hope that more people will take advantage of it because it really is something that I think a lot of people could benefit from.
For sure.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
For having us. You bet. Stay tuned. Coming up, we've got news on Clear 101.